You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Halacha Shulchan Aruch, the Truma Sedashin, spoke about the two shitas, right? We spoke about that there are two shitas. There's shita that if you miss during the day, during the night, you can still count during the day. And then another sheet that if you forget to count one day, you can still count the next day. Machloikis, right? This is machloikis. So let's say a person, im shochach levarach b'echad b'yamim, ben b'yamish b'shah, sefer b'shah yamim b'loy b'racha. Avlimu mesupik, let's say he's mesupik, right? Im dile g'yam echad v'lo sofer. He's mesupik, and it's like this. If a person didn't count, right? So he didn't count. So the din is, you keep counting. Or the person didn't count last two nights ago, Friday night. Let's say he davened early, and he forgot to count Friday night. So what was two nights ago, 25th? So he forgot to count the 25th. So last night, he would have counted without a bracha. Why? Because according to the Bahag, he can't count anymore. And according to Taisis, he could. So mainly counts without a bracha. Okay. But let's say he's Mesupik. He doesn't remember if he counted last night. He doesn't remember. He's so tired Friday night. He doesn't remember if he counted, Friday night. And now it's already Matzei Shabbos. So Truma Sedashin says, Imu Mesupik, Im Dile Yom Echad V'loy Sofer, Yisba B'Shay. He could be safer the Shai Yom B'Bracha. He could count the rest of the days with a Bracha. He's Mesupik. Maybe he did count. Maybe. And according to the Bahag, he can't count anymore. No, according to the Bahag, if he missed, he can't count anymore. If he asked the Bahag the Shaila, so Bahag says, you're Mesupik if you have to make, in other words, it's a Supik if you keep, if you have the mitzvah. Quote to the Bahag, if he asked the Bahag, he says, would you count with a bracha? He says, no, of course not. Why? Because maybe you missed Friday nights. It's a Supik. Supik bracha is a hakka, we know. Right? That's the klal. Right? The klal and Allah. It's not a gemara, but that's the klal. Supik bracha lahakka. So how come over here you makel, zok the mishnah brewer, which is really a pre-chadish, but this is out of way to pre-chadish learns pshat in this Truma Sedashin. The Ika Sveik Sveika. Because there's something that's called Sveik Sveika, right? We know there's Gemara's, right? The classical case, Subis, that you have a Sveik Sveika. Sveik Sveika allows you, Sveik Sveika means you have three scenarios. Two of the three scenarios tell you one way. So therefore, I could be Seimech on the two and go with that halacha, whether it's a kula or it's a chumra, depending on the case. Let's take the Gemara and Ksubis Flamashul, right? A guy, in the old days, he used to do erisin, a year later do nesuin, and lo and behold, he has beer with his wife, and he finds she's not a psula. So now he wants to know, she mutted him asa. Was she mezana in that time of erisin? Maybe she was mezana, she's asa him. So on that we say, yeah. Shema tachtav, shema loy tachtav. Maybe she was mezana, maybe she was not mezana. But even if she was mezana tachtav, maybe she was coerced, maybe she was an oinus, and therefore she's mutter. So you have, maybe it was eina tachtav, which is mutter, and maybe it was tachtav with an oinus, which is mutter. So that's two tzadim to say it's mutter. The only tzad to say it's also is, maybe it was tachtav and it was baratzen. So since two out of three scenarios, right, or if you make it in boxes, it looks like 75%, but whatever it is, two out of three scenarios, that's called fake faker, right? So we know that's called fake faker, right? This really goes into the questions of when you do math, how you look at something, statistics. But as far as scenarios, all you have is three scenarios. So whatever you want to call 66% or 75%, right? The Rishayim say, the Rashba says, it's a din rave. Fake faker is like a din rave. Medin rave, like rave, it is rave. That's not the question today. The din is, you go after the rave of the statistics, of the percentages, and therefore, she is mutter. Therefore, says the pre-chadish, that's the pshat in the Truma Sedashin here too, right? You have three scenarios, right? What is that? Either you counted, no problem. And if you didn't count, maybe the halacha is like Tosfos, and you can keep counting, right? In other words, if you make the same four boxes, you have maybe he counted, so that's 50%. Maybe he didn't count, okay. Of that 50%, Tosfos is 50% of that 50%, which is 25, says you can keep counting. The Bahag says not. So you have two reasons to keep counting. You have one reason not to count. Two out of three scenarios tell you, two out of three reasons that you can go ahead and keep counting. That's halacha in Hilchos Brachos. So bracha rishayna. How much do you have to eat to make a bracha rishayna? Mashu. There is shitas that maybe you need a kazayas. Okay, but we basically ask, can you make it a mashu? But there are shitas. Of a bracha achrayna, avada needs a shir. To make a bracha achrayna, you need a shir. Kazayas, revias, whatever the shir is. Ushiyur b'zayin minin is kazayas. Uvishami mashu shal davashu kibriyasa. Right, something that's whole. A bria means something that's the way it was naturally created. It came naturally that way. Kegoin gargir shonab, like a berry of a grape. Oish rimain shal rimain. Right, as you all know, rimainim have in it little seeds. So if you eat a whole seed, that little seed could be, you have to make a bracha, the chashivas. In other words, Au Gemara talks about bria. A beria legabe isurim, right? If a person eats a beria, a whole centipede, right, with 100 legs, he has to make sure he eats all the 100 legs, right? But it's very little. That's a shayla in the Gemara in Nazir. What if it's missing one leg? So that's a beria, right? So if he eats it, he's chayev malchus. It's much less than a kazayas. Beria, right? You have that. Again, a nosh is a beria, and so forth. So the Yushami says, legabe bracha achreina. But also, if you remember, we spoke about, Dovid, you remember?
What?
Okay, so you see, I told you. No. The Gabe Mitzvah, you remember? We spoke about it, Magen Avraham. If you eat Murrah, a berry of Murrah, a whole berry, let's say you have something, a radish, a whole, let's say it could be called Murrah, you eat a whole thing, would you, nowadays it's not, it's very simple, they make all kinds of things small. I don't think tomatoes, when I grew up, there's no such thing as little tomatoes. I don't think they grew that way. Till my mother's last day, she never ate a tomato. In Poland, they were afraid to eat tomatoes. They thought it was made out of blood. People thought it was blood. An original,
really?
Yeah, a lot of people thought it was, they didn't know what it was, right? What? Yeah. So, but a koponim, so are you yaitza a mitzvah? So, the Yushami says you can make a bracha choyna. Afu b'shem ukazayas. Vataisus brings this Yishami. Taisus is not sure. Taisus says, even though Yishami says this, but we don't find in the Gemara, in the Bavli, that is. You don't find the Bavli. So maybe the Bavli argues, Lekach toiv li zor shalol lechel bria pachas, or beria we call it, p'chusam mekazayas kedei l'stamas. Therefore, if a person's not going to eat seven grapes, I don't know, whatever the shear would be, right? Ten cashews, whatever the shear is, right? He shouldn't eat a whole grape. If he's just having a grape, right? I'm saying he's not in the meal, he should break the grape before he puts it in the mouth. He puts the whole grape. He's nichnas into shayla. The reason the place can mention it by dafka, by bracha, main zayin, is because main zayin could be a din d'oraisa, so memela, you have to be machma more. The reason the place can talk about main zayin is because it's a question of bracha, main zayin could be d'oraisa. Ben chayim eats by anything, so memela, best not to eat. So what happens if you do? A guy ate a grape and, oh, I just learned you shouldn't do it. But let's say you can't, you don't have, all right, and so forth, whatever it is, right? Your wife says grapes are fattening. Right? You're holding that already. It's pretty good. But a kaponim, what if you don't? It's a suffolk bracha. What's the thing with a suffolk bracha? You don't make a bracha. The place can talk about like this. This is, I didn't bring out all the, everybody just talks about it. Mishnah Berurah just brings it lemaisa. It's a chayodim with a bach, with a prima gardim. So basically, what they say is the following. Let's say a person is eight and he's not sure if he had a kazayas. Same thing. Person not sure if he had a kazayas. It's the same thing. If you're not sure you had enough to make a bar in the fashas, you know, how big was your peach, whatever, small peach or small, whatever. So you don't make a bracha chayna. But if you don't make a bracha chayna. Okay? It's a suffolk, right? So if it's a question of a main zayin, again, Paiskim say, so eat more. Something which is main zayin, try to eat more, so shouldn't go into shayla. But if not, it's suffolk bracha sahakal. Right, so let's just make it easier without going into main zayin. So let's say the person ate a beria. He ate a beria. He ate a grape. But he's not sure if he ate a kazayas. Maybe he ate a kazayas. So now he has a sveika. First of all, maybe he ate a kazayas. Even if he didn't eat a kazayas, he ate a beria. So he has two tzdadim to say that he's having a bracha achreina. Okay? He has two tzdadim to say that he ate a, that he that he's chayv in a bracha achrayna. In other words, the three tzadamars may be ber is not chayiv, right? And maybe he didn't eat, maybe he didn't eat kazayas, right? But over here, so maybe he's potter. But maybe kazayas is chayiv, and maybe he had a kazayas, a ber is chayiv, and maybe he had a kazayas. So he has a sveik. Once again, so if you want to go through the sveik, it's the way it says in Ksubas. Shema, he ate a kazayas, Shema, he didn't eat a kazayas. Even if he didn't eat a kazayas, right? But maybe a beria is chayv in a bracha achrayna, right? He for sure ate a beria. And you show me that it's a suffix. So he has a sveika to say that he should be chayv in a bracha achrayna. I'm bringing only Mishnah Berurah because we just to see that he says it out clearly. Kosvo achrayna, dafil yei sveika lahatzich bekas bracha. I'm sorry. Kagoin suffix acha kazayas aloi, vimtim salam alacha, al shema alacha. Right? Maybe he had a kazayas, maybe he didn't. Even if he didn't eat a kazayas, maybe he says, even a sveik, you don't go in brachas. Why is that taka? So Paiskim says, look at just a few Rambams. Let's first speak it out, that we all know what's the problem with a bracha v'atala. Loisisa shma shav. Right? Now let's say, the Rebbein Shem's name is shav. Gemara says, menayin, that you're not allowed to make a bracha v'atala. Loisisa shma shav, it's isav loisisa, right? The Gemara says, so Tosfos learns lav dafka. Tosfos learns it's not really loisisa. Tosfos learns it's a smachta ba'alma. There's no such thing as deraisa bracha v'tala. Why? Because it's a true statement. When you get up and you say asher ketshonu b'tzeisa tzivonu al achilas matzah, it's a true statement. You can't say you're not doing it, but okay, you're not mechuyav. But lemaisa is. It's not, there's nothing wrong with the statement. So that's not called a bracha v'atala. That's not like sisa shema b'shav. It's a true statement. All gemaras are all asmachtas. The Rambam's mashia, it's deraisas. More than that, right, like the Gemara says, Tosfos says all kinds of things in Hilton Bav Metzia and the other place, Shavuos, that they were machmeh and certain things with Shavua because of oilam nizdaza, when the world shook, trembled, when the Baruch Hashem said, like sisa shema b'shav. Look at the Rambam a second, number five. Seira mishdaleach, right? By Yom Kippur, yesterday's parsha. Lefi shehu kapara kol yisol koin gol mezvad alav a loshen kol yisol. Shenem mezvad alav as like yesterday's parsha. Excuse me, as kol avoynas bnei yisol. Seira mishdaleach mepchaper al kol avoyer shabatoyer kals vachomus. Bein sheov bezodin, bein sheov mishgoga, bein shehoydelo, bein shelohoydelo. A kol meskaper b'seira mishdaleach. Oh, see, okay, great. So we have a seira mishdaleach. Nah, but who should ask a tshuva? Avim lo'asa tshuva ain't a seir mechapalo el ala kalos. Right? In other words, without tshuva, it's mechapal kalos. Which, on chamura, it's only with tshuva. That's the klal, that's also again shuas. Mahin kalos, mahin chamuras. Ha chamuras, sen shechayim alav mises bezdin, that's the Rambam's psak, oy kores. Vishvuas shav, vesheka, afa pi, she'ein ben kores, arein men chamumas, because of loisisa. Rambam puts it and says, Lysis is part of the Chamuras, right? Vishar mitzvah Lysis, mitzvah Esther, Shane Ben, Karas, and Makal. But we probably can just bring this Rambam. I see the Rambam held Lysis is a Chomer de Kazakh. So Memela, even though Sveik should really allow you to make a bracha, but because it's a question, according to the Rambam, of a derisa of bracha of Atala, which is a Chomer de Kazakh, Memela be makel even in that. Right? So the Prima Gadim seems to ask the Kasha, how could the poiskim say that if you have a sveik and sviyasayim, you make a bracha? He says, look in what I wrote in Hilchus, in Psichel Hilchus Brachas, about if you make brachas on sveik. The Prima Gadim seems to be asking, is an enachanami sveik is a din that was saimachat? But in Hilchus Brachas, we don't say sveik. So why here in sviyasayim do we make a bracha with a sveik?
Well,
you hear what he's saying? So Befal is saying is that there's a difference. The difference is in Hilchus Brachas, the Etzem Shail is on the Bracha. So once you're dining with the Bracha, you say, leave the Bracha alone. But my Shail is not the Bracha, my Shail is the Mitzvah. Do I have a Mitzvah? I first have to determine, do I have a Mitzvah to count Aymer? This fake sfeika says I have to look at it like I have a vada mitzvah. Once I'm saying I have a mitzvah and I have to count, I would count anyway because of suffix, but I'm mechuyev to now count. And once I've determined that I have a chiyuv because of sfeik sfeika, I can't go ahead and do it without a bracha. Or in the mitzvah that I'm doing now, you can't say, it might be a mitzvah. It's vaday mitzvah, sfeik sfeika. It has effect on the bracha, but once the sfeik sfeika is already paskin that I have a mitzvah, then it goes ahead and says, I have to make bracha. I would say that's the teretz. But I just wanted to tell Sue, make a comparison that in this week's parasha. So the teretz, I think, is Rebbe Fall says. Okay? Okay, so let's see what the Tzushtel is. Very interesting. This might Tzushtel, but just we'll see.
Isn't there also another comment by because over here, by the case of the brachas, the goyim for the bracha are two separate things. Either I'm saying a bracha because I have a shiur, or I'm saying a bracha because it's a barrier. By Sphira, it's one garden. Is it called Sphira?
So that's basically saying...
It could be that you don't say Sfek in the same way.
Yeah, but over there, it's not Masha, it is called a Sfek Sfek, it's just a Chumra the Bracha. I hear the Chilik, but still the Bracha. Oh, but let's see the Sushta.
Why would count Banish Mashas?
What?
Why would count Banish Mashas? If I would look, do I have a Chiyuv now to count? I say it's a suffix,
so why do I count Banish? You're asking, the Tosfos says you can count Banish Moshe's stamps. Okay, well, that's a different...
But
Bechlal.
It should tell us there's no mitzvah.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that also. Manam, today.
Okay. Also, Machlokas Rambam and about suffix mitzvah and the Gebrah.
Suffix mitzvah, right. That's a suffix mitzvah. But here's a sfeik sfeika. Over here, the sfeik sfeika. So you do have to make it. Okay, so let's take a look first at this Tosfos. The Gemara in Chulin goes into how do we know Rav? How do we know Rav? How do we know the concept called Rav? Zil Basaruba. So Gemara brings a lot of proofs, right? Gemara tries to be Doicha, but basically all the Gemara's Dchiyas, by the way, are correct. Just the Gemara says, how do you know that? I just want to give an example. The Gemara says, how do you bring up a Karban Pesach? Right? Maybe it's treif. How do you know? Maybe the behemoth is treif. So you want Yitzhak Karban Pesach. Must be. You could be Semach, it's rife. So Gemara says, maybe you check it. You can't check it. Because in order to check the head and so forth, you have to break the bones. You're not allowed to break the bones. So therefore, must be. So Gemara says, no. Maybe you take a coal, you put it on the bones, and it breaks itself. That's not called the is of breaking the bones. So therefore, you know 100%. So Vada, we know that that's not true. We know we don't bring a Karban Pesach and do things with the bones. We're Saimach and Raif. We eat. How do you eat food? Good. The Sheikh checks it. The Baidik checks it. How much does he check? He doesn't check every part. Saimach and Raif and so forth and so on. So all the Gemara's Raya's are correct, Avada, but it means is maybe you'll say the case of the Torah is this specific case, which is Shver. Therefore, we know all these things, we're Saimach and Raif. That's the klal. Where do you know it? So either it's from the Pasuk Achrei Rabim or Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. But whatever it is, we know it is a concept called Raif. So Tosfos asks Akasha, Hikshur Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Tosfos in a few places, in Chulin, in Sanhedrin, in Zvachim, Hikshur Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Rab Mordechai, Rivam. Hachi Ofinu Retzeach, Edim Zayim Elzina Basaruba, Af Medina Fashas. Tosfos just brings out that this klal of Raif, the Gemara says is even by Dina Nefashis. You kill, for instance, the Gemara says, how do you know that the guy that he killed, maybe he's a treifa? Right? The Reuven who kills Shimon, how do you know Shimon's not a treifa and he's potter? You don't go ahead and dissect him to see if he was a treifa. You say Machan Raif. And other cases too. Right? The Gemara says, go off the right. So therefore, if you say it even by Dina Fashas, Bereish ben Saramara, the Gemara says over there, the guy by Ben Saramara, how old he is, Yisaymach, the din of Ben Saramara from 12 to 12 and 3 months, because he can impregnate a woman, and Rav, you say, Mistami can be Mailed, Mechataisi, Rav, right? So you kill. Fractais is just like this. Niskolim ben Nisrofen. You have what we call in English, that is not here, death row, right? You have people in jail, they're going to be executed. So you have Niskolin and you have Nisrof.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
You have a thousand Nisrof. Sreifa, right? We know that Dal Mises Bezin. We Paskin, Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila. Everyone goes through that. So you got a thousand people in who Chayev Sreifa. One person is Chayev in Skila. And all of a sudden, something happened and they all get mixed up together. We lost the records and we don't know who's who. We got 1,001 people, right? Of the 1,001, one is Chayev Skila, one is Chayev Sreifa. So the Mishnah says they all, what do? They all get a Skila. They all get the weaker one. You don't give them the Chomadika one. Okay? For Ketaisis, I forgot the Raven is Srafim, just take one by one and say he's a Raif, just like you do by anything, by Raif. You go after Raif. Right? That's the din. You got something mixed up. So you take one by one, you say, Mistamit's from the right, Mistamit's from the right. So take out each one, Mistamit, he's the one in 1,000, right? There's one in 1,000 that's Skila. How do you give all of them Skila? That's Taisis' Kasha. So you tell me, how could you go after Raven and Fashis? You see, you can even kill. That's Taisis' Kasha. So Taisis is an unbelievable test. We don't really understand what the Taisis means, but we'll just say the words of what Taisis says. And the way that we share Achreinim, say what Taisis, the expression Taisa means to say. Tirus over in town. Keeping the Maman of Shachu Nerag, Le'inyim Be'ezim Misu Nerag, Lo'azim Basarubi. Here. To kill a guy, and he might be Potter, that you use Rav. If the guy is Chayv Misa anyway, then we don't use Rav anymore. He's Chayv Misa anyway, so give him the Kalwa. In other words, that's what the Achreinim called Memisa Lemisa Lo'azlinim Basaruba. When it's a quiet, Chassam Sefer, it's not clear really what Taisa means. Chassam Sefer says, because anyway, he's Chayv Misa, so there's no, you're not using it in order to pass it. Then you just want to know exactly what Misa it is. That's, Rav is not used for that. Rav is used only to for the Ikka Din. It's not clear. But whatever it is, Taisa is saying, Mimisa Lemisa. It's a question of which Misa. And you get Misa anyway, you don't use Rav to give him the Misa Chamura. That's the Klal and Taisus, okay? Now, so in the, I was like 1600s, 1700s, there was a big guy named Reb Chaim Rappaport. They just reprinted it, you know, redid his sefer. I thought I should look at it to see who he found. I never found it in the sefer itself. It's hard to, the new ones, I should have looked at. So Achreinim brought a kasha. It was like a kasha that all the Gedolei Batei Midrashim, there must be 100 terutzim on this following kasha, 100 different types of dach. What's the kasha? This week's parsha. That's why I brought it also here. It says, let's take a look at number 7. Uvas ish koyin. Ki seichel liznois esavi mechalelas beish tesav. Right? You have a daughter of a koyin, bas koyin, and she's mezana, so it's a chil to a father, beish tesav. As the Maral says in by Yehuda and Tamar, right, what they said, that tziyuv tesarif. The Maral says she was a bas koyin. The Rashi brings over there Chazal, the Medrash. So he says because kochim psulim get burnt. That's the din. Kochim psulim get burnt. So he says she comes from kedusha, so she gets sreifa. The most chomer dikazach, right? Zogt Rashi. What's it talking about? Kshin tzchalul alidei znus. Shohaisa bas zika bal. She was married. Vizinsa. It's not talking about stam bas koyin that was mezana. She's married. Oimina eris and oimina soon, whatever it is. Rabbi saying the nechuk of davar kol ma'idim shor di be'kasim pnuya. Not talk about a married girl. Okay, so now, what is she chayev if she's not a bas koyin? So it depends. If she's a naramu rasa, then she chayev skila. So sreif is still mochama. If she's a regular shesish, or not a naramu rasa, or a nesua, so she gets chenek. So sreif is for sure mochama. So in other words, because she's a bas koyin, she gets a chama. Now, how do we know she's a bas koyin? I mean, how do you know that her last name is koyin? I don't know, right? What? Oh, so let's look at number 9. Of Murray Omar, how do we know that Rav, one of the Raya's Rav is, Asya Memaka of Avimo. Let's take from Maka of Avimo. Okay? Let's learn now from Avimo. Damar Achmana Kotla, you kill somebody, it's his father or mother, or his father. Maybe it's not his father. I know it's his father. Elalav the mishum darmin zil basaruba v'rayv be'ilas achabal. So you see, like the Gemara says, "Mamai dilma kagon shara even ava v'ima chavush v'esurin." Maybe they were in jail together. Nobody else is there. I feel achayim pachop sarayis. Personal fine, but we're not choshish for that because we have rayv. But in other words, how do we determine someone is someone's father, right? someone is someone's father, only with the din of raiv, right? Only with the din of raiv. That's the clause.
Right. So with the heavy, whatever suffix that she's in, so it's not a pilot.
What?
She's married, the mother's married. Why do you have a suffix that she's in, so? Why what? Do you have a suffix that she's in, so? That the mother is in, so? Because a woman is married to, a queen is married to a woman.
Right. Right.
And they're married 10 years. And then after 10 years
of marriage,
they have a child.
Right.
Why are you
stuck?
Why are you stuck
with
the mother is in?
But how do you know it's from the... You're not in the soap. Rape doesn't mean...
Right?
That's,
if we know who the mother is. So
no, but how do you know the father was boiled? Huh? How do you know the husband? You're right. That's what the chashash... It's not a chashash. They make a... The pshat is you have to... this, if you don't have a din rave, a person can always say that. All the Gemaras are talking about. How do you know the guy he killed is not a traitor? No, that's not true. That's only when you have a... Your saying is, once you have a din raiv, you have a chazaka. If you don't have a din chazaka...
She has a
what? What do you call it? She has a ches chazaka. Wait, let's forget cheska. She has a chazaka.
What's...
Cheska's kasha is a different question. That's a different thing. That Taisa says, goes into...
The only way to clear this topic is you think
it's not true. So why do you ask a shayla, maybe the guy's a trefer? Where's the suffix? We don't know, so you ask a shayla. If not for the din raiv, you're only right. The only reason you don't ask a shayla is because you have something called raiv. That's what Rishem called chazaka abba metoch raiv. You assume that it's not that way because you have a klal of raiv. If you wouldn't have a klal of raiv, you do ask. Well, I can ask. The Rambam says, the reason the Torah gave us raiv is because otherwise we'd be nervous the whole day. Every time we'd open our refrigerator, maybe this, maybe that, maybe our wife was mizana, maybe this, that.
Maybe the wife was mizana.
Right, so that's right. You're right.
Her cheska's kasha doesn't tell you this.
That you're asking cheska's kasha, so you have to know what that's Tosfos kasha. Okay, fine. But the Tosfos says it's not. But upon him, this is what's called rave. You see, the Gemara calls it rave. That means you only know, right, everybody knows the story with the Chaim, was once, his father asked him to bring something. He says, the Gemara says, what's this mice? How does the mice go again? His father told, the father tells you to do something, and your mother told you to come something. Right, so you got to do it. You and your mother are chayiv in the covet of the father. So you have to do for your father rather than your mother. So Chaim asked the Beis Halevi some question. I don't remember the story; it just slips my mind. He told him something. I remember what he answered. He says, "I'll be rave." So he told him, "Yena covet to say your father. I'll be rave your father." So, but anyway, Kupanim, that's the Gemara. So Frek the Chaim Rappaport, Frek the Velta Kasha, says, you have this Bas Koyen, right? Now you're not sure if she was, if she's a Bas, what Misa to give her? Should you give her a Skila or Chenik, right? Or do you give her Sreifa because she's a Bas Koyen? So you say, no, you give her. Why? Because she has a Chazak, she has a Rive saying that she's a Bas Koyen. But Misa she's Chayv Maman of Shach. Misa she's chayav meman afshach. Why? Because she's an eishes ish. So using rive to give a more chamadik of misa. So male affect the veld, affect the prime rabbut. Why don't you say me misa le misa laws linam basaruba? What?
The Torah tells you for the bas kain gets
rive. Right.
So every
how will you? Oh, you so you're asking are you on it? So. Rather than saying Bivala Mitzvah, say Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. In other words, the kasha is, how does Rabbeinu Tam say? You see from Bas Koyen that it's not a true klal.
But the shadow was passed
in a long time ago. So one second. So when this kasha came out, that Mamash they started saying pulpul, but one ad kedekach. Well, the father was Makadishar, al menas that it's his daughter. So Manavshah, if it's this daughter, she's Makadishas. If it's not his daughter, she's not Mekadeshah. So it's really a question. Good, for Sheitzach, it's very fair to say the whole Akim to the Torah. So Riki Vega didn't come. Did I tell you to do Riki Vega? Oh, oh, oh. No, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. There's a difference because Taisvis' case was already, we had a Psak Misa on for these people and a Psak Misa for these people.
Right.
These people had were Chayav Sreifa, these people were Chayav Skila.
Right.
So now that they became Mevalvel, you
the
have vulva. A new
vulva.
A bilbo.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Now you have a new shayla. Mm-hmm. But the initial misa,
right?
When you have a bas kain here, that's a different shayla. It's
the
not
shayla exactly. Is not in the misa over here. Oh, so that's what the mayor was saying too. Let's first see. So now this yisoid that they're saying, is set over, not necessarily to this kasha. Kivega says on this kasha, but it's set over on many kashas by the Shmaitzer, by the Afla, by the Nesivis, and by Kivega. They basically say the same Yesoid. And the Yesoid, you don't need the Rambam, but they use the Rambam. Let's look at this Rambam. I'll first ask you the question. Right? Let's say you see a guy eating chazer. So what does he get? Malchus. You see a guy being Mechal Shabbos, he gets Misa. Okay? You see a guy eating chalev. What does he get? So it's carbs, but he gets Malchus. So how do you know it's chalev? How do you know it's chalev? What? What? You know it's chalev. How did you know that?
You watched the
shechita,
maybe.
Well, that's not chalev. That's not the shechita.
You saw where he came from, and yeah, so it was chalev.
Who's you?
You, the guy who was the aid who won the...
The two aid him.
Right.
Okay, fine. What if Eidach, your wife tells you, oh, this is a chalev. Are you allowed to eat it? Yeah. You're not allowed to eat it. Eidachot, nemen bisur. So you have no idea it's chalev. Now, after your wife tells you it's chalev, you go ahead, you look around, two ate them. Well, you can't eat that, and you eat it. You have malchus?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
This has been established.
Well, one second. You have? They asked the ate them. What did he do? He ate that piece of meat. What is it? How do we know? What are we? We're not experts in meat. We don't know if this is chalev or this is kosher. We don't know what it is. Or it's this meat. Stop, grinded up meat, a ground burger. Is it kosher meat? Is it not? Is it nevela? Is it not? I don't know. The Eidachot said it's nevela. So let's look at the Rambam. Einat zarech shnei eidim lamalkus ela b'shos maisa. Aval isser asa be'eid echad yuchzak. Keitzat. Amar eid echad. Chelev klayas uzeh. Klaya kerem ha'peres. There's no way to tell. You can't tell it. You don't know if it's chelev. You don't know if it's klaya kerem. The eid says it. Grusha zayne isha zu. This woman is a grusha. A zayne. Okay, my story says that's not called Davish Shabab. Va'achal, this guy ate this clay carrom, this chayab. Or he's bald, this grusha zayna, koyin, that is. Be'edim, and the Edim don't know anything, they just saw. He was boiled, this isha, they don't know who she is. They know, this is a word, they know if she's a grusha. Hareza loike, af misha ikka isa be'ed echad, an eid echad can give you einish. Be'medva muri, yes, shalo hikha she'edah, be'ed shakava isa, av imama eina chayab, zayna grusha. You don't need the Issa Be'ed Echad. I remember, you know what, Kobe, just give me a Rambam Sanhedrin. I think it's missing a word, I'm not sure. Rambam Shoiftim. Remember the word yuchzak, maybe it's on the old Rambams. Let me just see if there's different scholars. Okay, whatever it is, the Rambam, maybe the Achrenim bring it that way. In other words, they say it since the Issa was yuchzak be'ed echad, it's, what?
Well,
he says later.
The first line.
Oh, right, that's what I'm sorry. You're right, I'm sorry. I was thinking the word eid echad afterwards, right. In other words, the eight echad. Oh. So I'll give you an example. Lamash, I'll ask you the following question. Right? There's a klal, Gemachlitz and Gemara, we're passing ein holchen b'mamin achar roiv. Right? Right? Let's first understand before, you know, we'd like to use it because it saves our money. But what's the case in the Gemara? Case is Reuven comes to Shimon. Again, I'm sorry, Reuven, I have to pick on you all the time. Reuven comes to Shimon and he says, Shimon, I'd like you to sell me axe, you know. So he buys an axe, right, $1,000, and now he comes, he uses the axe, and he can't work with the axe. The axe is loco, crazy axe. He's jumping up and down, right? A loco behemoth, right? They had him fighting, you know, what do they call those things? The Spanish bullfights, right? So remember he's on TV when I was a kid, right? The Spanish bullfights, right? And he's jumping up and down this thing. So he says, I can't work. He comes back to the guy. He says, well, you sold me a crazy behemoth. He said, tastes the same. What's the difference? Tastes the same, right? So he said, what do you mean tastes the same? I bought it to work. So he says, most people buy oxen to work, not to shech. So the guy says, too bad. You don't get your money back, whatever the nafkamin is. The money, it went down in price, that's in the behemoth, right? So it's only worth 500 now, behemoths. The din is, okay. In fact, of Kivega, he says, okay. It comes the 31st day of the son's birth, the first son. You're about to do pigeon to bed. And the Kohen says, no, come on. So I'm not paying you nothing. I'm not giving anything. Who says I'm the father? Right? Who says I'm the father? Why should I pay you? Rave says I have to do it. So what's the answer? The answer is...
You have a chiyuv because you're the father. That's not... It's not a...
The question is not... Whether right now the question, in other words, by selling a behemoth, when did the question come up? Right now, what did you sell this for me? It wasn't Paskin. Right now is the Shalas. So you can right. Over here, did you have to do bris milah for kid? Yes. Did you have to take care of him? Yes. Did you have to do this for him? Yes. Why? We hold your father. So now the fact that your father was already up to Paskin, this is a new Shiloh. So let's look at this of Kivega. They asked him this kasha of Shreifas Bas Koyen. It's in the middle of a big tshuva, that's why it's in the middle. Mevat kol zeh loy kasha midi. The davka neskolim ben esreifa. Ma da anu donen basaruba. Rak le dava zeh. It's only negay right now. What does this guy get? Should he get skila sreifa? Im la dono beskila besreifa. So memela, the shayla is now. So there's a klal called Ein Oichem Memisa Acharev. Avamaka Aviv. We've already decided the who aviv. That's a vada yichayv already. What I could just say that on that you don't. He's talking about maka aviv imay. Right, the gabay. I don't remember what the kasha would be, but you have a roiv over there also. Kein zatzach loy mekamen yonim. The inyan dein olchan acha beroiv. V'im kein bepchor shemeis achalamit. Right? He was mace. Nechesh dilma trefa haya, ve'ech noitzi mamen ma'arev, u'kamoy ken l'rab shimon, esvila shrita shayna ruya, lo shma shrita, betavach macha. Neim adilma b'mokam neko shachat, shrita shayna ruya, why do I have to pay dalet ve'hei? Maybe the ve'hei my shachted is a trefa. Teretz says, you've assumed it because the rave has already been used. So even though you have a place where rave is not used, but the rave has already passed. That's what the Chaim said. Like the Rambam, it's yuchzer, right? Rav Kivega, another place, says it doesn't even have to be already in time. It could be as long as it's negay or something. It could be even the same moment. Like the shayla is negay in the same moment. Okay? What's the Aflas case? The Aflas case, yeah. You find a kid, right? A kid in the streets, Nebuch, and you don't know if he's a Jew or a Yid. So if it's Rav Yidin, right? So you assume he's a yid. That's the din. Then it's a memela. If you're sure, is mazik his whatever mazik is sure. You're sure is mazik is sure. You have to pay him because even though you put on a shor shel akum re'eyu v'shelo akum, but since he's a yid, in fact the flaw, in fact the chaynim. What do you mean? Ain't no chamam and acharei. So that's what flaw says. But you already paskin he's a yid, right? You've paskin he's a yid. You have to save him. You have to be mechal shabbos for him. If Khalil, even though it wasn't a gay any time, but that's the din. You've already passed him. The same clause they're saying. Oh. That's basically of Kivega. So it's similar, just the Befal sets. In other words, first you're down on this. Then you take what you pass, and then you go into Shah, and you've already passed him. In other words, basically you're saying is that what you're saying is somebody's called the father because the rave has already determined. When the Torah says father, so the pshat is he's already determined he's been called the father because of the rave. When I was a kid, they asked us in the shtibel, the Gemara says that, how do you know rave? Because maka ava v'imai, dilma lav ava. Why don't the Gemara bring a raya from makala lav v'imai, which is earlier? Maybe it's not his father, right? That's what they used to ask. So if you thought a little, you answer them.
When the person said it,
he's makala ava, right. So that's what we answered. I was younger than you. All right, don't worry. But anyway, I come upon him. So I said the same terrace as a kid. I said, no, Bikala is very posh. I'm becoming my father. What's the difference? I might not be this gentleman. So whoever the father is. Minchas Chinuch brings this kasha. He says, the belt likes to ask, and like the answer. He says, not a good teretz, he says. Why? Maybe his father's a goy. So then, even if he says, he's potter, it's not a good teretz, he still have to come out to it. It's a good kasha.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.